Shalom aleichem, sweetest friends. The shir should be a schus for the whole world. We should have a Yeshua from this terrible virus. The nishmas, Maris Esther Maser Shmuel's yahrzeit is today. The Rambam says in Perek Vav Alacha Yud Gimel and Hilchos Mamrim that if your father says, "Give me water," and you can do a second mitzvah B, we'll call it. If mitzvah B can be done, shetayasai de'acherim, tayasai, let somebody else do it. Mitzvah B, if somebody else can do it, and you should be misasik v'yasasik b'kavod aviv. Shein mevatel mitzvah b'nei mitzvah. We're not mevatel one mitzvah for another. So don't be mevatel your mitzvah of kibud of aim for mitzvah B. That it's if someone else can do it, mitzvah B. But in ein shem acherim la'asos, if nobody else can do mitzvah B, then what should you do? Yisasek b'mitzvah. Yabiniach kibud aviv, shu aviv, shehuva aviv chayav medvar mitzvah. If nobody else can do mitzvah B, leave your honor of your father and do mitzvah B, because both you and your father are obligated in mitzvah B. V'talmud Torah gadol mekibud aveim. Talmud Torah is greater than kibud aveim. Ad kan midivrei Rambam. So the Rambam says that if the mitzvah can be done by somebody else, you should be involved in the honor of your father. Shein mevatel mitzvah mipnei mitzvah, because you're not mevatel mitzvah A for mitzvah B. But it's difficult to understand. Why is that a reason for the chiyuv of kibud aveim dafka? Adarabba, why don't we say on mitzvah B that you're not mevatel it for mitzvah kibud aveim? That even though mitzvah B can be done by somebody else, and the mitzvah isn't going to become batel mitzad ha-mitzvah, but you have a bitul mitzvah of yourself because of kibud aveim. Ein mevatel mitzvah b'nei mitzvah. So do mitzvah B and don't do kibud aveim. Why don't we say no? Ein mevatel mitzvah b'nei mitzvah. Do kibud aveim and don't do mitzvah B. No, do mitzvah B and don't do kibud aveim. Ein mevatel mitzvah b'nei mitzvah. Ubi yoser, it's talking even about a case where you have brothers. So if you have brothers, even if you don't do it, your brothers will do it. So why don't we say that if there's mitzvah B, even if somebody else can do mitzvah B, you should still do mitzvah B. Don't do mitzvah A, don't do kibud aveim, and let your brothers do kibud aveim. The Rambam says no. The Rambam says if mitzvah B can be done by somebody else, you got to do your kibud aveim. Why do I have to do my kibud aveim? Let somebody else do it. Why do we say that the other mitzvahs, if it can be done ayideh acherim, let acherim do it? But kibud aveim, we don't say let acherim do it. Why not? And the Rambam writes Bechleit that the Gabi Mitzvah Kibud Aveim, that it's not pushed off because Ein Mevatel Mitzvah B'nei Mitzvah. How are we Mevatel? Rambam says the Gabi Kibud Aveim She'ena Nitches. Why? Because Ein Mevatel Mitzvah B'nei Mitzvah. So if that's true, if the Rambam says that you're not pushing off Kibud Aveim because Ein Mevatel Mitzvah B'nei Mitzvah, so how are you mevatel the mitzvah of kibud aveim for another mitzvah that can't be done by others? Self, the klal is, ein mevatel mitzvah b'nei mitzvah. So if ein mevatel mitzvah b'nei mitzvah, so how is there a tziyu, or how is there a tachish where you are mevatel kibud aveim? You are mevatel mitzvah b'nei mitzvah. You do the second mitzvah. That's mevatel kibud aveim. But the Rambam says at the beginning that we have a rule: ein mevatel mitzvah ne mitzvah. So why do you have license to be mevatel kibud aveim? The Kiryas Sefer writes over here that if your father tells you to give me the drink, if other people can do it, then and there's another mitzvah to do, if other people can do the other mitzvah, then you're patur from the other mitzvah. Why? Because I'll say mitzvah patur mena mitzvah, and then he writes v'lo maflaginan bein mitzvah lemitzvah. We don't distinguish between mitzvahs. Since I'll say mitzvah patur mena mitzvah, we don't distinguish between mitzvahs. So do the kibud aveim. So apparently, what he means is he wants to explain the Rambam. That the Rambam says ein mevatel mitzvah ne mitzvah is because we don't distinguish between mitzvahs, and therefore kibud aveim is the klal. I'll say mitzvah patur mena mitzvah, and therefore you should be involve yourself in kibud aveim. But that's tamua. Mazein yan lo osek b'mitzvah. Osek mitzvah is a din when you're ready osek b'mitzvah. Aval kan medaber Rambam when you haven't both the mitzvahs in front of you. You're not misasek in either of them yet. Meichi teisi that you're osek b'mitzvah legabei mitzvahs kibud aveim. Velo legabei mitzvah acheres. Why do we consider you, according to the Mabit, according to the Kiryas Sefer, why do we consider you an osek b'mitzvah legabei kibud aveim and not by the other mitzvah? So how can he say that osik b'mitzvah patur mena mitzvah? He's not involved in either mitzvah yet. V'gam eino muvan. Shim al zeh יש על זה את הפטור של עוסק במצווה, עוסק במצווה. If there is a pter of osek b'mitzvah, then why is he chayv in the other mitzvah k'she'efshar le'asas adai acherim? If nobody else can do mitzvah B, he has to do mitzvah B. What about osek b'mitzvah pater mena mitzvah? Osek b'mitzvah pater mena mitzvah. Your pater. From the other mitzvah. So therefore, if we have a p'tur of osek mitzvah patur mina mitzvah, why if mitzvah B can't be done by others, should you do mitzvah B? You're osek b'mitzvah. Since you're osek b'mitzvah, you should continue doing your mitzvah. It's also difficult to understand. Why does the Rambam need this klal of ein mevatel mitzvah v'nei mitzvah? The Rambam says, if you have kibbut aveim in another mitzvah, do kibbut aveim, ein mevatel mitzvah v'nei mitzvah. Why does he have to say that? B'pshuto, the reason is, like the Levush says in Simen Reish Mem Sif Yabez, sh'adei zeh she'gadlo kibbut aveim yishar mitzvahs, that's why you should be osek in kibbut aveim. Why do you say ein mevatel mitzvah v'nei mitzvah? Say it's because kibbut aveim is greater than other mitzvahs. And there he writes that only because the other mitzvah cannot be done by anybody else, therefore you shouldn't be mevatel it because of kibbut aveim. So kibbut aveim is greater than other mitzvahs. Therefore, ideally, you should be also kibbut aveim. It's only because the other mitzvah can't be done by anybody else, then you should be mevatel your kibbut aveim and do the other mitzvah. And that's also mashma the Rambam. The Rambam says, Talmud Torah gadol mikibbut aveim. So it's mashma that mishar mitzvahs, kibbut aveim gadol. In other words, you have a hierarchy. The greatest mitzvah is Talmud Torah. And then comes kibbut aveim. Smash for kibbut aveim is the greatest. So why does the Rambam have to come on to ein mevatel mitzvah v'nei mitzvah? That's why I continue doing my kibbut aveim, and I choose kibbut aveim and I don't do the other mitzvah. Say pashut, because Talmud Torah is more chashuv. That's why I should do kibbut aveim is more chashuv. That's why I should do kibbut aveim. So the Meiri Taka says in Moed Katan that it's not a din miyuchad in kibbut aveim. Any mitzvahs like that, any two mitzvahs that are in front of you, if one's going to be batal and not the other, do the one that's going to be batal. So therefore, if you have kibbut aveim in another mitzvah, so the other mitzvah is not going to be batal, somebody else can do it. Do your kibbut aveim. And he also says that if you do the kibbut aveim afterwards, then be makdim this mitzvah. She'efshar la'asas al-yadei acherim l'kibbut aveim. Even though it could be done by others, you could be makdim the other mitzvah. That's the Meiri's understanding, but the Rambam doesn't seem like he learns that way. The Rambam says kibbut aveim is always first. Why do you always choose kibbut aveim? Doesn't matter whether you can do kibbut aveim later or not do kibbut aveim later. Right now, if mitzvah B can be done by somebody else, you choose kibbut aveim. In Pashtus, what's the reason? In Pashtus, the reason is, like the Levush says, because kibbut aveim is more chashivus. And if kibbut aveim is more chashivus, then why does the Rambam say that be involved in kibbut av and not the other mitzvah, because ein mevatel mitzvah nei mitzvah? Tell me better. Tell me that kibbut aveim is more chashiv. That's why. So, in our other shiurim, we have seen Baruch Hashem Niflos Mitaras Hashem in the Yisodos of Osek B'mitzvah Patur Mina Mitzvah, and based on those Yisodos we can pave a Mahalach in the Rambam. And in the next Shir, Emir Tz Hashem, I would like to present the understanding of the Rambam based on the Torah that we've been zochet to speak out, and Sina Flos Mitaras Hashem. In the meantime, we have a number of He'aros Nechbados on this Rambam, and we should be zochet. Havinu lahaski lishmo lomodu lamed b'toch simcha b'tuv leva v'nachas b'rius hashleima amen v'amen shalom shalom sweetest and most beloved friends.